Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Great and lovely to have you back with us. We're talking about train travel.
Yeah.
This time.
Absolutely. And I mean, really, is there anything as romantic and lovely as train? I love trains chugging along. You hop on, you hop off, and you've no stress. You know,
yeah.
It's great.
Well, I suppose, like, we think about a train journey, you'll think about commuting, getting from one place to the next, not using your car. We want to take a completely different view of it today, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, some of the most, I mean, and it is almost a little mini holiday in itself.
Yeah.
The first place I wanted to chat about was Norway. And there's an amazing train journey there. It's from Oslo to Bergen. And it is 7 hours, and it's the Bergensbanen. It's hailed probably as one of the most beautiful train journeys in the world. I remember when I did it. I mean, it's jaw dropping. I mean, the cliche, it is incredible.
The beauty of what you're seeing.
7 hours, you go through 180 tunnels. I mean, it's a real feat of sort of architectural marvel. 22 stops. Oslo, of course, is beautiful. I mean, it connects Oslo, a few days there first, to the coastal city of Bergen. It's Europe's highest railway. So you literally go over the mountains and you just see, I mean, you know when you see Norway fjords, and I mean, Norway has the most incredible landscape and scenery. So you get to see all of this. The train is quite a big kind of glass as well. So it's very open panoramic wise. You get to see, or like you're connecting right with nature.
But you're on the train for the whole day.
Like, yeah.
Is the train itself nice? Can you get
lovely,
nice things
you
on
can,
the train?
Yeah, you can get a nice bit of food, nice bit of smoked salmon or Norwegians. Yeah, no, really lovely. Yeah, they have different categories of, you know, like you're supposed to, you're kind of business class, you're sort of, you know, you can upgrade to it. But it's very, yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the, as I said, if I can pronounce it, the Hardangervidda Plateau, right? I pronounced that wrong. It's incredible. And it's just like something out of the world kind of stuff.
And you want a window seat for this now.
You do, yeah. But you, and I mean, I think I only left the seat once, to be honest, because I was kind of, you know, and you've lovely tables
hours
in front of you, and you can bring little, you know, you bring your lunch on and stuff like. So brilliant, really good.
Okay, that sounds great. So that is the Bergen Railway, that's Oslo to Bergen, but you're staying in Norway for the next one, which is the Flam Railway.
Yeah, because you're so close to this now, right? The Flam Railway, that is renowned for, I suppose, it has the most dramatic descent from any mountain area down to the kind of fjordside village of called Flam. That's where it gets its name. So you, it's 20 kilometers, but if you look at this, or you have a look at it or Google it, right, and you'll see it descends like it's 870 meters. So for rail enthusiasts, the one thing everybody wants to get on is a gauge railway, and it is one of the steepest standard gauge railway lines in the world. And again, people, you book it in advance, but again, you're looking at sort of incredible ravines, cascading waterfalls. And it depends when you go, like the snow, your snow-capped peaks. But, you know, when you go, even in summer, you'll see snow in Norway. But it's amazing. It lasts about an hour. And I suppose you think to yourself, like, how did they build this? You know, because it is just something special.
A feat of engineering. And you don't you won't have a numb bum. It's not like the 7 or 8 hours you were on the other one.
No,
you're just doing an hour.
You'd be very comfortable on that. Exactly. Yeah, no numb bum at all. Yeah, no, really, really brilliant. The Norwegians do everything. Even the trains in Norway, Claire, like they have honesty carriages that you just get on and they just expect that you've bought your ticket, you know. So like it's a very civilised sort of it. Yeah.
So that's Norway. So that's two great ones to do there. But we're going to jump now to Central Europe, Prague to Budapest.
Yes, and I'm off to Budapest to the Prague. I'm off to Prague, sorry, to the Prague Spring Festival, Claire, on Saturday, which is amazing.
Every time you walk in here, you're off to somewhere else.
Music.
Fabulous.
I'm going to this amazing concert on Saturday night in the Rudolfinium. But this train journey, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, I suppose, are three lovely cities you can do. The train from Prague to Budapest is gorgeous. It's a sort of a delightful passage through sort of Europe's central bohemian countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get on there, you have different carriages. They have dining carriages on this. So you
very
can sit
important
with your beautiful little table. It's sort of like the affordable Orient Express, if you like. But, you know, that sort of old world. The guys are serving in their red waistcoats and stuff, you know, really nice. But again, you go through, you go through the Czech Republic. You go through the countryside there, and you sort of meander, as I'm saying, through the kind of countryside. It takes about just over 7 hours. You go through all these gorgeous little villages. places that you'd never really see, I suppose, you know, if you were going to Prague or Budapest itself. So you get to see a whole other side mm-hmm. of the country there.
So a couple of days in Prague, on the train to Budapest, couple of days
absolutely.
In Budapest.
Yeah,
lovely
enjoy
holiday.
The spas down in Budapest. Yeah, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Really, really lovely.
Now, are we going to, we're going to Spain now, aren't we? And
yeah.
this is a fast train because these ones were sort of meandering through the countryside up to now, but we're speeding from Madrid to Malaga.
Yeah, Spain has invested massively in the rail structure and the train, the one I picked here, Madrid to Malaga, because when you think of the distances there, the AVE high speed experience, you go over 300 kilometres an hour. Now, again, that is just amazing. And it glides along, you know, you can't even hardly hear it, like whistling. And you can sort of see again the changing landscapes. And that's the great thing about all these journeys. You get to see parts of countries that you just never see, really, if you're driving on motorways.
Do you get to see anything going at that speed?
Yeah. It's amazing. With the central
oh, look at this. Too late.
To yeah. One of the ones, they have another high-speed train that goes from Madrid to Zaragoza, right? And we talked, that's incredible. It just takes an hour and 20 minutes. That's in Aragon. Remember, Catherine of Aragon?
Yes.
And that is another brilliant one. But this is great because you literally can go into Madrid, go down to Malaga. A lot of people, of course, I don't know if you haven't discovered Malaga, amazing city, the city of Picasso, beautiful tapas. Don't go left or right. Stay in Malaga. It's fabulous. Best Christmas you'll ever have in Malaga. Amazing. The
this is a
place.
Great way to have a two-centre holiday. And
yeah.
if you don't want to hire a car, you don't want the stress of that driving, do it on the train.
Yeah.
It's great,
and they're really
great
the great value as well. So mm-hmm. fabulous. Great experience in Spain on that one.
Okay. And it's nice on board as well.
Very nice.
It has to be nice on board.
Well, you're not on too long on this one. So, you know.
It's a quick one.
Bring your
as
little
well.
Chorizo sandwich on, you'll be fine.
Fair enough. Now, steam powered trains. We're going to Germany for this experience.
Yeah. Now, again, this is really very unusual. A lot of people may not have heard about this. The Harz Narrow Gauge Railway. This is a steam enthusiast stream, or if you like, steam trains. And this goes all around these Harz mountains in Germany. And you can take different routes there. You'll see you can go from, it connects all these different little towns like Wernigerode, Nordhausen, Wendling. Now, some of those places, you know, people wouldn't even think they've heard before. So there's 25 steam locomotives here dating back to 1897. So you have these amazing nostalgic journeys through the Harz Mountains. And again, if you like steam trains, you can book these. The longest journey is about 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
but it's brilliant. Near Leipzig, near Berlin, so you can fly into those places and you can get the trains to here as well. But these, you go through forests, mountains in the Harz. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
People love this. And it's a real, as I said, steam train, the sounds.
The romance of it.
Yeah.
And jump on, jump off, have a little stay in one of these places.
Yeah. And that's the thing to do. You can do that with these and stay in these little 3 or 4 star hotels in these little villages. Great value as well.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
We're going to Switzerland next, are we, Ed?
Well, of course, the home of, I suppose, the home of railways, really. I had an amazing time there in April. I was in Gstaad and I went to Interlaken. There's a Golden Pass train there, but Switzerland has 325 different train companies, would you believe it? And they have an amazing thing called the Swiss Travel Pass. And if you buy that, you basically have a pass and you can get hop on, hop off, anything. In Switzerland, when you get onto one train, you've literally 2 minutes to connect and you're thinking, you know, but it's the platform beside you.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones here, the Glacier Express, the world's slowest express train. Zermatt, amazing. Zermatt is a little town with no cars. It's all been battery powered vehicles for years there. And St. Moritz, of course, St. Moritz where skiing began in Switzerland about 130 years ago. So 291 kilometres, 8 hours. This is our longest journey. And again, it goes through 91 tunnels, 291 bridges. And this really, the Swiss Alps, if you haven't been there, this is just breathtaking stuff.
And how are we getting to Zermatt then in the first place? Or
Zurich.
Why there?
So you'd fly to Zurich.
Okay.
And you get the train, of course, again, everywhere you go. You can get, from the airport there, imagine a city with an airport train.
That's a fascinating concept.
So you
how
can
did they think of that?
I know, absolutely. Gourmet meals, well, you soak up these gorgeous landscapes. But again, you're going in deep valleys. You go over these bridges and you think, oh, you're like, it's a little bit scary, but it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Zermatt Express, again, that's another lovely one. The famous Matterhorn, of course, right? You know, it goes around there. Stunning kind of views of the mountains. And people love that as well. The top of Europe, the Jungfrau region. Remember when I was 14 on our first school tour, we went to the Jungfrau region and we actually met the Pope as well. And Brother Jerome said, what was the highlight lads, oh, the mountains in Switzerland, brother. And he was right. Like, what about the Pope? But anyway, I digress. But that Cog Railway ascends up as well, Claire. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the Bernina Express is another one as well that connects. It's UNESCO listed, and that connects Chur to Tirano. You cross into Italy there as well. So amazing.
Which Pope was it, by the way?
Pope. It was 1979, Pope John Paul II. Mm-hmm. And we had a private audience in the garden. How did the Pres boys in Cork.
How did you swing that one?
I know, Brother Jerome Kelly. He was a mover and shaker, yeah.
Well connected, Brother Jerome. Anyway, you remembered the mountains.
I do.
So you're recommending the Swiss Travel Pass. You say, if we go to Switzerland, that's the thing to get.
Yeah, it is. You've no worries about tickets or anything. You literally have your pass and you can upgrade to first class, and they have quiet carriages as well, if you like, which is wonderful.
Right, if you want to sit down with your book and your lovely meal and your glass of whatever you fancy yourself. So we're coming back home now, are we, to Northern Ireland for a train journey with the difference?
This is an interesting one because, I mean, the famous Michael Palin described this as one of the most favourite train journeys that he ever did. And it's the train that goes from Derry to Coleraine. But what's lovely about it, it hugs the Northern Ireland coastline there, which is absolutely beautiful. And it goes under, you know, you see the picture, it goes under the Mussenden Temple. It goes in through that tunnel. But it's the most beautiful train. It goes along all these beautiful beaches, Benoni Beach and stuff. It's where they film Game of Thrones, a lot of the stuff.
Fabulous.
But it's lovely. And again, you're sort of perched dramatically above the Atlantic Ocean. It's only 45 minutes, but it is a great little train journey. And now you can go from Dublin now to Belfast. The new train station in Belfast is fantastic. You can hop on the train from Belfast to Derry, and you can do this train on your way back. Of course, that's the way it goes. So
that's a lovely one to do if you don't want to travel too far. But if you are in the mood for a long journey now, you're taking us to Beijing.
Yes.
The overnight sleeper experience.
Yeah. Now, this is probably the cleanest, most pristine train I was ever on in my life, right? We did a trip to China back in 2008, and it was the overnight train from Beijing to Shanghai. And absolutely beautiful. All the people on the train had all white socks on them. You know, everything was clean. I remember this, right? They were all drinking tea. And you had a little carriage with little cabins. And they come in with lovely little boxes. And you have a little white table and beautiful little, like, you know, food. The food was fantastic on it. They had tea stations that you can constantly drink tea the whole way. But it was an amazing, I did it sort of in wintertime, so you went through all these kind of different kind of landscapes in China, but it was phenomenal. But it was really an incredible experience. They have the fastest train in the world in China. Well, I mean, they have loads of amazing stuff. But this overnight train journey, 12 and a half hours, but you can sleep, of course, on it as well. But I was saying there, the boxed meals, right? I remember that's what I was talking about, like the bento boxes or something. A unique experience there, really, really nice. And if you are doing China, like, don't fly between the cities. We did Hong Kong, Beijing and Shanghai, but that overnight train was brilliant. And again, was really affordable.
Well, you've opened our eyes because it is a great way to see a country, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Without any stress as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And I mean, the trains now, I mean, I'm going to Frankfurt as well tomorrow on a little trip. I'm going to be doing a train journey there as well. But, you know, it's a brilliant way. And I mean, the great thing about it in Europe is you can go anywhere in Europe. You can go from the top of Europe to the bottom because they have so many amazing trains. I mean, we didn't touch on the Rocky Mountaineer over in America. The Blue Train, there's so many Orient Express, there's so many other ones, but I wanted to talk about ones today that may not be that well known by people, you know.
Right, well, we've done Europe, we've had our one in Northern Ireland, then we have the Beijing to Shanghai. Well, maybe we'll come back and we'll do the American ones as well. Wouldn't that be a nice
absolutely
idea?
Be wonderful. Canada and America, gorgeous.
We better let you go. You've many travels to go on, as absolutely. We hear, all sorts of trips planned, as you always do.
Oh yeah, it's always great to come in here, Claire. I love it.
It's lovely to see you, Ed. Thanks so much. That's Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels. Now, we have advice on pet insurance coming up a little bit later on. And I see very many questions coming in on that, but do keep them coming. What cover do you need? What do you get for it? You can WhatsApp us now, 0870 32 32 32. But coming up, Sláinte Care, has it really transformed the health service?
Get in touch on WhatsApp, 0870 32 32 32.